Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, April 13th, 2018. Welcome to day 449. Rod Rosenstein is prepared to be fired by Trump, telling confidants that he has done his job with integrity and repeating the phrase, "Here I stand." NBC News says in recent private conversations, Rosenstein said history will prove he did the right thing by firing James Comey in May 2017, adding that Americans don't have all the facts about what led to his decision to write the memo, which led to Comey's dismissal. If he's fired, the next in line to oversee Mueller's probe is Solicitor General Noel Francisco. Trump, however, could choose to replace Rosenstein with anyone who has been confirmed by the Senate. Meanwhile, NBC News, The New York Times, and CNN say James Comey called Trump an unethical man, untethered to truth and institutional values in his new book, A Higher Loyalty. Comey describes Trump and his advisors as being unconcerned with whether Russia meddled in the election, but rather debating how to position these findings for maximum political advantage. Trump, as a president-elect, disputed the Steele dossier allegations that he had watched sex workers urinate on each other. In his book, Comey writes that Trump insisted that, quote, "there's no way I would let people pee on each other around me," end quote, because he is a self-professed germaphobe. Comey told ABC News that he didn't know if Trump was, quote, "with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013, end quote. Today, Trump tweeted that Comey is a weak and untruthful slimeball who deserved to be fired for the terrible job he did. He added that Comey is a, quote, "proven leaker and liar," and that, quote, "it was my great honor to fire James Comey," end quote. The pair of tweets are Trump's first remarks since advance copies of A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership surfaced. ABC's 2020 will air an interview with Comey on Sunday morning, while Fox News will air a special called The Trial of James Comey on Sunday night. The Republican National Committee actually launched a Lion Comey website aimed at discrediting the former FBI chief. The GOP plans to fact-check James Comey's book and use rapid response to highlight any misstatements or contradictions in it. What the GOP didn't do, however, was remember to register ComeyLion.com. So Matt did, and set it up as a page where you can win a set of P-tape and Robert Mueller III prayer candles. Go over and check it out. Next, the Washington Post says Trump's allies are worried that the FBI may have seized recordings of conversations between Michael Cohen and his associates. Quote, "we heard he had some proclivity to make tapes," said one Trump advisor. "Now we're wondering, who did he tape?" End quote. Cohen is known to record some of his conversations and store them as digital files, and on Monday, FBI agents seized Cohen's computers and phones. Trump's advisors believe the investigation into Michael Cohen poses a greater and more imminent threat to his presidency than Robert Mueller's investigation. The New York Times and Bloomberg say Cohen and Trump, through their lawyers, argue that the seized records were protected by attorney-client privilege. Trump called Cohen to check in as lawyers before the two men went to court to block the Justice Department from reading the seized documents. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, said she wasn't sure if Cohen was still Trump's personal attorney. Meanwhile, Cohen and a lawyer for Trump requested an emergency temporary restraining order to prevent prosecutors from looking at the materials that were seized during the FBI raids on Cohen's home, office, and hotel room earlier this week. Cohen and the attorney argued that the president has an acute interest in this matter because some of the materials are protected by attorney-client privilege. ABC News, NPR, and CNN say Cohen has been under criminal investigation for months in New York for his business dealings. That's according to federal prosecutors and court documents. The revelations came as Cohen and Trump sought a court order barring federal prosecutors from accessing the records. Cohen also negotiated a deal in late 2017 to pay $1.6 million to a former Playboy model who said she was impregnated by a top Republican fundraiser. Cohen arranged the payments to the woman on behalf of Elliot Broidy, a deputy finance chairman of the Republican National Committee who has ties to Trump. In a statement, Broidy acknowledged that he, quote, "had a consensual relationship with a Playboy playmate who got pregnant." He subsequently resigned as Republican National Committee Deputy Finance Chair following those reports. And finally, the Justice Department Inspector General found that former FBI Director Andrew McCabe lacked candor on four occasions when discussing the alleged improper authorization of information to a newspaper reporter and then misleading investigators about it. Trump tweeted that the report, quote, "is a total disaster. He lied, lied, lied. McCabe was totally controlled by Comey. McCabe is Comey. No collusion, all made up by this den of thieves and lowlifes. McCabe was fired by Attorney General Jeff Sessions just hours before his retirement, and the FBI officially filled McCabe's role with Associate Deputy Director David Bowditch today. And in the polls, ABC News says 69% of Americans support Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government, 64% support Mueller investigating Trump's business activities, and 58% support looking into the allegations that Trump's associates paid hush money to women who said they had affairs with him. The Washington Post says voters see Comey as more believable than Trump by a margin of 48-32%. 47% disapprove of Trump's decision to fire Comey, compared to 44% who approve. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump pardoned Scooter Libby for lying to investigators who were probing the leak of CIA officer Valerie Plame's identity. 2. A Health and Human Services appointee shared an image in 2017 that said, "Our forefathers would have hung Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for treason." FCC Chairman Ajit Pai rejected a request from dozens of senators to investigate Sinclair Broadcast Group for distorting news coverage. 4. The U.S. has accused Syria of using banned chemical weapons at least 50 times since Syria's civil war began 7 years ago. And 6. Trump has been pushing for an attack on Syria that would punish the Syrian regime, Russia, and Iran. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.